Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On our WhoDatLending.com talk and text line, Brooks Cabina from the Advocate Times-Picayune, and Brooks covers the LSU. And man, Brooks, what a year you didn't have to ride, man. Just think about that. Man, you hit the highest of highs and some pretty lows this year. But the one narrative that, you know, a lot of people kind of thought toward the end of the year was, oh my God, the way this season's ending, massive losses for LSU, a lot of people leaving, juniors and seniors weren't going to come back. Man, you got to give it to Coach O. He did one hell of a re-recruiting job to bring back basically your entire defensive line that could have been eligible to leave, your offensive linemen with Shanahan, Chason Hines, Ed Ingram, all returning. I'm going to be honest with you. Did you think a month and a half ago this would happen?
A month and a half ago with 2 weeks left in the season, it was a completely different time.
Right.
And you're right. Much has happened behind the scenes since the season is over. And, you know, you see that in the number of players that are returning. I mean, the entire defensive line, including your top sacker and Andre Anthony, that was a huge one for LSU to
and
get.
And Ollie Gay, because to me, yeah, of all Ollie the Gay cats, well, it was him. My goodness, because you can see Brooks when he walks in a room, you say that's an NFL defensive end. That's what he's supposed to look like. And I really thought in November we weren't going to see him again. And he returns for another year. Him, Andre Anthony, Glenn Logan, outstanding player from Destrehan, and played defensive tackle. So, man, you know, big men, and those are the hardest to develop. And sometimes it takes a little while. And listen, I got to tip the cap to Ogeron for that, because, man, re-recruiting those guys after this year, he really did a really good sell job to bring them back. And that's been a tough part that we saw it go through with LSU, not only with Coach O, but also with Les Miles to keep people.
Mm-hmm. And now you look at the offensive line, right? I mean, you got the interior. It's at center, Liam Shanahan, left guard with Ed Ingram, Chason Hines on the right. All right, so how are the tackles now? So that's now the question about where to get. And the trend seems to be that once you get a couple of these guys, they start talking and say, well, here, you're coming back. And you can see it play out on social media. It happened the same way. Neil Farrell started talking to the others, and Glenn Logan came last, and then you could see the response from the others in the defensive line. So now going into in the offseason, so what's a left tackle like Dare Rosenthal going to say? What a right tackle like Austin Deculus, who can come back for another senior season? Both would seem to benefit from coming back for another year in the way that the offensive line performed, frankly.
And your draft stop, because, again, those guys would be late-round picks at best. At this stage. So, you know, one of the things I give Nick a lot of credit for, man, he convinced those guys, listen, if you're not a first-round pick or early second, come back. You know, come back and raise your draft stock. And he's done it better than anybody in college football.
Right. And, you know, you look at the depth where this is. I mean, defensive line was a big thing. Getting all those guys back was huge. And on the tackles, you're going to have to keep at least one of those. You know that Cam Wire can play tackle. We've seen him fill in spots for Rosenthal several times through the season. He can even play guard at times, we've seen. So if you if you retain one of those, you can still work out fine and maybe be able to work out a consistent starting lineup. But the depth behind them is young guys, you know, yep. people that haven't exactly proven themselves yet. And you've got another signee coming in. Garrett Dellinger is the out of another recruit is committed at this time, but like he's the only one that's signed with LSU so far. Maybe you go and get another guy in the transfer portal or maybe a graduate transfer. But right now, if you're looking at the offensive line, like that's a big piece right there. You may think Ogeron's going to want to keep at least one of those guys.
Now, Brooks, we're getting ready to play the national championship game. Do you think the nation or just a casual college football fan or just in general, they have maybe Alabama? Now, a lot of fans said, I'm so glad Ohio State beat Clemson. I don't want to see Alabama and Clemson again. And they got that kind of fatigue. Because, you know, you look where Alabama's at, Clemson, Ohio State, even LSU in the 21st century, how relevant they've been. And you might look at who's in the mix. But it seems like, I don't know, you can have maybe six, maybe seven teams overall that it just seems like you can look at the recruiting classes and where they line up. Well, shoot, that's the teams that are playing for year in and year out national championships based on recruiting. So do you think that in the future, the NCAA, that they'll go to an eight-game playoff scenario, or you think we're going to be stuck with four? Because I don't know. I look at the networks and all. They look at more money if you have more teams involved. But what is your take on that?
You know, I have no idea what they'll do, but it does seem like it continues to push towards a larger playoff system, especially this year where you look at you had four teams, and the fourth team is a team that got blown out the week before by Clemson and didn't do very well against Alabama. It's the same situation if you think back to the other situations. When did playoff or postseason chances change? When the majority of people who watched it thought, well, that was dumb. You know, you can right. remember that the playoff kind of got some extra motivation whenever back in 2011 when LSU played Alabama again in the BCS National Championship. And then shortly thereafter, everyone was like, well, maybe we need to change this thing. So how far will it expand? I don't know. I'm more of the camp, and this is what I think, so it doesn't really matter, a hill of beans, but I get to talk here. So I think it goes – I would go six teams. I think that's all you need. You want to retain every game matters in college football. Okay, well, we got Power Five conferences. Win your conference, you get in. And then you can say, all right, so we got Group of Five. Right now, the highest-ranked Group of Five team in the country is automatically a bid into the New Year's Six Bowls currently. Well, keep that. Make that the wild card. So you've got five of your Power Five, and then you've got one of the Group of Five that's the highest ranked, and they can get in, and now you have your six. And that solves your bowl problem, too, because people want to retain your Cotton Bowls, your Rose Bowls, your others. New Year's Six, it's already like that. Well, there's your six. Go on and play like that, and that's fine. You don't need to push it out to eight, because as soon as you push it to eight, everybody's going to be talking about moving it to further and on, and you see right. the NFL, it's, right. it's still moving on there. So just keep it out your conferences to – try and mitigate what's possible if you push it to eight, which could cause several conference realignments. And that's where all the college stuff might come to a problem. You might lose rivalries and such and some of the traditions that make this fun. So, you know, I think that's the compromise. I don't know if they'll do it, but that's what I think should happen.
Well, you know, Brooks, we need to put you ahead of the committee. That's too much common sense.
Brooks, Bobby's willing to pay you to do it, too.
I'm gonna promote you and say, like, I think he knows what he's talking about. Let him be
I
in
work
charge.
Cheap, so.
He's used to it, right, Brooks? Brooks, certainly the rumors have been out for the last couple of days. LSU's interest in Marcus Freeman, who is kind of the defensive version of Joe Brady this year. If he'll leave Cincinnati, I think he'd really want to be a head coach in college football. If that opportunity will happen, who knows at this point. But he seems to be somebody that Coach O has his eye on, along with Barry Odom at Arkansas, and I think Ryan Nielsen with the Saints. But your thoughts on a guy like Marcus Freeman? Listen, I'm all for it. I don't care if he's one and done. I look at it almost like a player. If he comes in here and turns your defense around in 1 year and then he gets a head coaching job, so what? I got him for 1 year and we win. That's all I'm worried about. And on the offensive side, certainly it broke this morning with the possible bring back of DJ Mangus, who was on the staff a year ago, and Jake Pez, who is the quarterback coach with the Carolina Panthers. And we see the connection there. Joe Brady is the connection, who Ed really trusts and I know talks to quite a bit. And the thing with Jake is also he coached for Jack Del Rio, Bobby's old roommate, who Ed knows very well from his USC days.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned all these guys. I guess we'll start with Marcus. So you just said you don't care if he stays for 1 year or multiple years. I think that's really the timeline that LSU is working with here. They don't. Ogeron, you know, knows he can't wait for someone to come in and then give him 2-3 years to figure it out. I mean, this needs to come in and needs to work now. So the question is like, okay, so Freeman is a hot name. He's going to have a lot of chances, a lot of opportunities. You know, LSU will be among those, and the way that LSU is, they're one of the elites. They'll have a great shot at it. But will they have the best pitch? Will they be able to give him the contract in competition with others? You know, he's going to be the hottest name. And you saw, like, last year when it came to, you know, Bo Pelini and others, that, you know, they were getting really high contracts, $2.4 million. And now the way that the athletic department is set up in really all universities right now, with the way that the budgets are they going to be able to make that competitive offer? Well, we'll see.
You know, Brooke, it won't be because of money. I'm telling you, Brooks, it won't be because of money. Look at what's going on at these big schools. All of a sudden now, they pay in, what, Malzone, $21 million to sit home?
Tom Herman.
Tom Herman's getting $14 million. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I don't think money is going to be an issue at LSU. Now, I could see Marcus saying, well, maybe I'll stay here and see if I can jump a year from now. I don't think it's going to be finances, though. I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, it'll come down to it, I guess. If you come down and you say, all right, this is the one thing that's going to change it, I'm sure there can be some leeway to make it happen. I'm just saying, in the grander scheme, like, you know, whenever you look at all the options out there, you know, what, you know, LSU also coming off of the season that it's had, and then, I mean, you mentioned it too, like, he's looking for a head coaching job. There are a lot of vacancies right now. So when you compared him to Joe Brady, I think it's a little different, because Cincinnati, like, Joe Brady came from, you know, no name nowhere. You know, he said it himself. He was an unknown assistant with the New Orleans Saints. This is a guy who's out there and being a part of rumors among many schools right now. So LSU's not the only one that's going to make a competitive offer, is all I'm really trying to say. So, but the, I mean, it is a situation where you say, all right, look, I got all the defensive line coming back. You know, we had a freshman, a true freshman cornerback, that and Eli Ricks that just got on the All America team, even third team, and then you got Derek Stingley back, and you have some competition there. So you can make a good pitch, and LSU is certainly a good job there. On the offensive side, you know, you were talking about the connection to Joe Brady. Obviously, those names have been out there, and they want to see what success they can get there. I think it's interesting that when DJ Mangus here, I heard that name a lot. It was last year.
Some
of the people thought. Yeah, he was there as an analyst on staff, and obviously he knows Joe Brady and his system very well, and that's what made the offense so successful in 2019, was the combination of Brady and Ensminger putting together what you saw there. And even with what Ensminger brought to that last year, now that he's stepping more into an analyst role, you want to try and get more of that back. So I understand how that would be one of your first decisions there if LSU wanted to make an offensive change.
Well, but Brooks, 20 seconds. Okay, look, in the spring, you got Miles Brennan, Max Johnson, and Finley and all that. Is it open competition or what?
I mean, I can't really foresee a game one where Miles Brennan isn't taking the first snap. I mean, there was nothing he did within those first games to show that he wasn't ready for this. I mean, he was on a great pace. And I think if given the chance, and if he's fully healthy, I think he's the starter day one.
I agree. Bobby and I both think the same way on that, along with you. Thanks, Brooks. We really appreciate it, bud. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Happy New Year, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.